Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A House congressional committee is investigating Planned Parenthood regarding the sale of baby body parts, and what they have found is absolutely shocking. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We all know about what has happened in these DVDs or these videos that have been released by the brave undercover investigators, Sandra Susan Merritt, a client that we represent, and David DeLaden, who also was one of the undercover investigators. They went behind the scenes, communicated with Planned Parenthood representatives about purchasing baby body parts. We know about the abortion practices that they have been doing. Now it's obvious that they've been involved in selling these baby body parts. And as a result, a number of states have moved to, and some have already moved to, defund Planned Parenthood. Congress is now engaging in hearings on these issues. And Holly, you have some startling statistics about information that has been presented before the House Congressional Committee investigating these matters.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's just heartbreaking that they are putting price tags on these children. And a researcher recently paid a middleman procurement company $3,340 for a fetal brain, $595, if I can get through this, for a baby skull matched to upper and lower limbs, and $890 for upper and lower limbs with hands and feet.
Wow. I mean, that's...
I mean, even if it was even a dollar, it's still heartbreaking to see that they're selling these babies as if they were chickens or something.
You know, it's like looking at a cow segmented in terms of whether it's prime rib or various parts, and then one part of that cow is sold for X amount and one part of it is sold for another amount. These are babies. These are innocent babies. If we were to have a visual of this, and you were to have someone on a stand and you're auctioning them off, a human being that is fully grown, and you're then drawing a black magic marker on their body and you're indicating this particular part will sell for this. How many people want to bid on this particular part? How many people want to bid on this particular part? And then when people buy the various parts of this human being, then you literally carve that person up. No anesthesia. You just do it right in front of them, and you literally take a scalpel, whatever it is, a saw, and you start carving up this individual, blood splurting all over the place. Well, that's in fact what happens in the womb. That's what happens in these abortion clinics.
Matt, you know, in 1990, an attorney, Matt Godwin, coined this phrase. They call it Godwin's Law. And it basically says that whoever is the first person to compare another person or a group or something to a Nazi, that they basically lose the argument. But I have asked before, what if the Nazi comparison is the only comparison that actually applies? Well, that's certainly an exception to so-called Godwin's Law. And, you know, Nazi monster, Dr. Joseph Mengele, who ordered the murder of over 400,000 Jews in Auschwitz. He was known for it. He loved to do experiments on newborns and unborn children even, especially twins. And there's an instance where he would do this, of course, just like Planned Parenthood and others, in the name of medical research and science and so forth. And he actually aborted children and did the same thing, dissected them, took away their body parts so that he could do medical research to try to improve humanity. No different, absolutely no different than what Planned Parenthood is doing here, except that they are profiting by selling. Mengele didn't even sell the body parts, Planned Parenthood. So they're doing exactly what Joseph Mengele, the Nazi monster, did in Auschwitz, aborting children and doing medical experiments on them.
Well, the Republicans now say that they have enough documentation to show that several abortion clinics and middlemen procuring these body parts have violated the federal law. Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, said, quote, "It's just horrifying," close quote. She said as she was responding to what she's been seeing, she leads the House investigation of the fetal tissue industry, and she told the Daily Signal, quote, "They are putting a dollar value on these organs from these children, unborn children that have been aborted. It's just beyond belief," close quote. According to Republicans involved in the investigation, a researcher paid a middleman procurement company, as Holly said, $3,340 for a fetal brain, $595 for a baby skull matched to upper and lower limbs, and $890 for upper and lower limbs with hands and feet. They actually paid this amount to procure those kinds of body parts. Now, obviously, when you're procuring these kinds of body parts, you're not going to be crushing the skull. You're not going to be ripping the arms and legs. You're going to be doing other things to that baby to preserve certain aspects of this, which can, in those cases, even be more cruel. But, you know, whether it's a first trimester, second trimester, or third trimester. And just imagine that for a moment. A first trimester, you know, you think, well, a lot of these abortions happen in first trimesters. They're very small. The baby at that time can fit in the palm of your hand. But imagine having a big suction tube put against your body. And then someone turns on that big suction tube, and you're literally sucked into that tube, literally ripped apart, piece by piece, dismantled, and then your body is displayed on a platter to see if all the parts are now extracted. Or alternatively, when you're later in gestation, you have someone grab onto your arm. You have no ability to move or go away. You have no ability to run or hide. They grab on, clamp down forcefully, pull, bring your body up against some other object that's immovable, in this case, the interior of the uterus, and then they begin to twist, just like you twist a chicken leg off of a full chicken that you've just baked. That's what's happening inside the womb. This is what is happening under the guise of abortion.
The place where it's supposed to be safe for a child, you know, and as Matt was saying about the Holocaust, we've become no different in this society. And again, just like other issues we talk about, we've gotten to where we just reject God and reject the Creator and reject His value of human life, the one who gave His only Son for us. And we're just saying, well, these are just price tags on these lives now. They're no longer the lives that I value.
And where the Nazis, the people in Nazi Germany acquiesced and just silently sat by and let this happen, it's the same
Absolutely.
Exact thing that's happening in the United States. And so Planned Parenthood, they get hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money every year. They not only should they be defunded, absolutely, that's a no-brainer, but in a sane world, the top officials, I'm going to say it right here and right now, the top officials of Planned Parenthood who are privy to this, who are facilitating it, they need to go to prison.
Exactly.
They need to go to prison. This is murder, and it's illegal, and it's a felony, and it's got to stop. And I hope that they will throw these people under the jail. They need to go to prison for this Holocaust.
And contrary to what a presidential candidate says, Planned Parenthood does not do anything good. You know, that's like saying Hitler did something good by bringing the economy back. Now, some people might rail over that. But the fact is, Planned Parenthood is a death machine. A death machine, no matter what it does on one side of the corporation, if it's a death machine, and it is, it's not doing anything good. And in fact, on the other side of the Planned Parenthood machine, what do? They lure women and young girls into the other side of their death machine. So it is an organization that needs to be defunded. That is beyond belief that we fund anything of Planned Parenthood, either on the state or the federal level. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Down at the bottom of the front page of that website, we have information on abortion. I encourage you to go there to learn more about this issue. Stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves. History will judge our silence. God will judge our silence in a not very favorable way. as we look back with shock on Nazi Germany, future generations are going to look back on in shock because we did not do what we could do. We cannot be silent in the face of this evil. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions, and you can sign up for our various emails. Go to the bottom of lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.